We're going to go ahead and start our program tonight with the recitation of the Holy Quran. As always, the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by inviting our brother Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom to recite the holy verses of the Holy Quran with the translation. Let's go ahead and invite him with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. We're reciting Surah Hajj today. Surah Hajj, that's Surah number 22. And verse 31, if you want to follow along. And we're going to recite the English first so that we can have that meaning in our heads. And then we're going to recite the Arabic, insha'Allah. So that's Surah Hajj 22, verse 31. So the verse says, inclining only to Allah, not associating anything with Him. Obviously, there's a context that you'll get if you recite the verses before it, but we're diving straight in here. Allah is telling us, inclining only to Allah, not associating anything with Him. And he who associates with Allah, it is as though he had fallen from the sky and was snatched by birds, or the wind carried him down into a remote place. I often tell the brothers and sisters, whenever you're reciting the Quran, try to visualize it. So let's recite the Arabic now. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Hunafa'a lillahi ghayra mushrikeen bih. Wa man yushrik billahi فكأنما خر من السماء فتخطفه الطير أو تهوي به الريح في مكان سحيق. Imagine it. If you are associating partners with Allah, it is as though you have fallen from the sky, as though birds have snatched you up and carried you away into a remote place. In other words, you have no standing. And I want to mention a point here, because the Quran speaks so often about associating others with Allah. It speaks so often about the concept of shirk. Most people think that it just means to say Allah is one and there is no other God but Him. But that's only the surface level. You go deeper and deeper and deeper and you realize that the Quran is talking about so many things here. Imam Khomeini helps us to contemplate about this as well. And one of the things that he talks about is when you give too much importance and significance to other people in your life. Right? And so what we see is we've become prisoners. We're doing so many things for other people so that other people can see us, so that we can show off, so that we can do riyah, which of course is one of the great sins, and our prayers are not accepted if we do riyah. If we're doing even this level of shirk, the Quran is telling us it is as though you're falling through the sky and the birds have grabbed you and they're taking you away into a remote place. Now, the second verse that we're going to be reciting, verse number 32, and it says, that is so. And whoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed it is from the piety of the hearts. A little bit of a poor translation here, but when we read the Arabic, inshallah, it will become more clear. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. It says, one who honors the symbols of Allah, the شَعَائِرَ Allah, that person, this thing, this honor that he is doing, it is from taqwa al-qulub. It is from the taqwa, which is translated as piety, but taqwa, you know, it has a deeper meaning than just piety. It means somebody who's God-conscious, God-wary, somebody who's afraid. It is from the taqwa of the heart that we are inspired to respect and honor those symbols of Allah. Today is the day of the commemoration of Jannatul Baqi. Jannatul Baqi is one of the great symbols of Allah. And so we should contemplate over this. Why is Allah mentioning the idea of shirk beforehand and saying that if you attribute partners with him, it is as if you're falling through the air and you have no ground under your feet? Straight after, he's talking about honoring the symbols of Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.